Welcome. We're going to start here with the lightning talks, about 10 minutes each. So, Marty Schokle? No, you can present yourself better than I can do. Okay, so welcome everybody, and welcome, and tell us why we should or should not sign the FLA.
Hello, my name is Matthias Schukle, but it's a lot easier for most geeks that just call me Hook. So Hook is alright. So what I'm going to talk about is the fiduciary license agreement, or as some people like to call it, the FLA. So I do have the legal background. I'm just ending my law student time, so that's the reason why I'm actually working for the Free Software Foundation Europe. I'm the FSFE legal coordinator, and what I do in my day job is most of the things I do is answering questions regarding licensing and other free software related legal questions like the FLA.
Why does this not work? It's not working.
Ah, Jesus. Okay, so. Where's the print? Technical difficulties, but let's just carry on. Okay, there we go.
Yes?
Okay. I'm just going to use the keyboard. Is this thing on mouse focus or click focus?
Click focus.
Okay, so maybe the mouse is just, mouse is in the wrong screen. That's okay. So apart from working on boring legal stuff for interesting people like free software developers, I'm also a sailor, a geek, a tea addict, and more importantly, in this context, I'm a very, very old KDE user. I actually wrote 2.0, but I just checked on Wikipedia some screenshots and some dates. It could be that I started using KDE with version 1, but I'm not really sure. I was a bit younger then. So what's the fiduciary license agreement all about? So the main purpose of the FLA is to give power to the KDEV, so the organization that helps with the KDE software and the KDE community. And it's not just to give them the power because we like KDEV to have, supreme power and run around AMOC and destroying buildings and all that. That's a bit stupid. So the purpose is that it gets power to ensure that KDE as a community and KDE as a software becomes as good as it's possible, and it has as little problems as it can regarding legal stuff, administrative stuff, etc. So the FLA makes KDEV's life easier to make sure that the code is proper, of KDE project is properly licensed, and that there are no license or patent violations in it, and et cetera. So this also means that it protects KDEV, it protects the KDE software, but it also protects the people who have signed the KDE's FLA. It sounds a bit weird, but it's actually true, because just imagine you get into a lawsuit. Let's start with, for example, a copyright lawsuit. It doesn't really matter on which side you are, whether you're claiming somebody stole your code and didn't release it under the appropriate license, or somebody else claims that you stole their code and put it into KDE. Do you really have the time and the means to do that in your free time? I don't, and I'm not a legal guy. I know it's not fun. So I know the KDEV has better things to do in life, but they're better things are in life to do are closer to doing that than yours. I mean, you're here to code, you're here to do exciting stuff, and KDEV is here to make sure that you do it. So, so another situation could be that you actually got sued for patent infringement. We know that patents don't exist in Europe, but okay, it happens. So here the thing is that KDEV is a licensee of the Open Inventions Network, which I think Armin mentioned the other day. So which that means is that if there's a patent lawsuit threatening KDE software, KDEV can use, can leverage the whole patent portfolio of OIN, which is big, against that patent troll, and you as an individual are not able to do that. So if for a patent troll goes, I don't know, to Jura and says, hey, you just violated three of our patents, you just say, and KDEV can actually say, Uncle OIN, can you just please push this patent that way? And it can happen. So the reason is that you are getting the power to KDE EV in order for it to protect the KDE software and to protect yourself by doing with doing it. Another thing why you should sign the FLA, I mean why it's good for you, is when you write code, you usually really want that code to live on, even perhaps if you don't find time anymore for whatever reason to contribute. There are tons of reasons why you don't contribute anymore. I mean, you get a life, you get a job, you get kids, you get hit by a bus, anything can happen. It actually happens. So the problem is, what happens if in the meantime you wrote some code, like, I don't know, 10 years ago you put it under GPLv1, which is incompatible with GPLv2, which is incompatible with GPLv3. Funny. So what happens if your code is stuck in this old license from way back, and the module that you are working on really, really needs, for good reasons, to relicense to a new version of a license or to a different similar license, but they're not able to because your code was under a different license, incompatible license. So the FLA also solved that problem, and I can discuss that tomorrow at the BOF session in detail if you want to. So I'm going to explain a bit how this works. So technically speaking, you are giving your exclusive rights to KDEV, so that KDEV at the same time gives non-exclusive rights back to you, plus a few more permissions. We can go into detail afterwards at the BOF session, or if you can ask me whenever you want, but let's keep it at that. It's pretty much that way. So that means that you still have all the needed, or you pretty much have all the rights you had before you assigned the copyright to KDE. And you can still release your own code under any license you want, even non-free if you really have to, or if you want. But at the same time, KDEV is not only allowed, but required to publish your code as part of the KDE software under a free software license as specified in a special document. The mouse thingy again. No? There we go. Just gonna unplug the mouse. It's not useful. So the FLA is a trust-based agreement. That's actually what fiduciary means in legal language. It's trust-based. So there are quite a few carefully balanced checks and carefully chosen checks and balances in place to make sure that everything works as it should. For example, EV is limited by its statute, by the FLA, and by the FRP, to pursue its mission and to make sure that the KDE software and KDE community is supported, and that there are no and that everything is kept under free software licenses. So the FLA just helps KDE EV with that. Basically, you still keep all the rights you had before, only that KDE has more power when it's trying to represent you. And even if KDE decides that it needs to relicense a piece of code, there's a procedure it has to follow, which usually includes also asking you as the developer of that code if you agree with the relicensing. And also, the relicensing policy is really strict, so everything is quite safe. And if anything fails completely, if KDE EV for some reason goes batshit crazy and starts selling cars and closes down the shop and sells KDE CDs on the street for an atrocious amount of money and doesn't release the source code, the FLA automatically terminates. So you automatically get all the rights you assigned back, and KDE from that moment on loses all the rights you, that you gave it to. So it's a very, very good fail-safe. So returning to the first question, what is the FLA? That's the reason why I didn't put this on the first slide, because usually when I talk to geeks and I say copyright assignment, they just start throwing stuff or run away. So thanks for bearing with me so far. But as I hope I convinced you, the FLA is a very well-balanced copyright assignment and a very special kind of a copyright assignment. So please don't panic. Please sign it. And if you have any more questions, there will be a BOF session about it tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And Danielle?